Good morning and welcome. Please send in to Lynn your addresses and phone numbers and such. She's trying to get the database updated. Again, that'll be part of the directory that we're trying to get ready for Pastor Steve. Next week, Dwayne will resume taking family pictures between services and after the 10:30. We want to get everybody, if we at all can, so we can produce this pictorial directory so that Pastor Steve can recognize you all. Let's begin our worship by rising and making confession before our God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for you. And for his sake, God forgives you all your sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Joy is the theme of my song and the beat of my heart, and that joy is found in you. For you show the power of your cross and your great saving love, and my soul woke up to you. I heard your beautiful news, grace so amazing, so true. Shout it out, let the people sing, something so powerful to change the whole wide world. Of my song and the beat of my heart, and the joy is found in you. For you showed the power of your cross and your great saving love, and my soul woke up to you. I heard your beautiful news, grace so amazing, so true. Shout it out, let the people sing, something so powerful should shake the whole wide. Make it loud, make it louder still. Savior, we're singing out to celebrate your beautiful news. Shout it out, let the people sing, something so powerful should shake the whole wide world. Make it loud, make it louder still. Savior, we're singing out to celebrate your beautiful news. There's a God who came down. Showed the world his amazing grace. There's a God who came down to save, and he calls your name. Shout it out, let the people sing, something so powerful should shake the whole world. Shout it out, let the people sing, something so powerful should shake the whole wide world. Make it louder still, Savior, we're singing now to celebrate your beauty.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for planting in us the seed of your word. By your Holy Spirit, help us to receive it with joy, live according to it, and grow in faith and hope and love through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
The first lesson on this Confirmation Sunday comes from the 55th chapter of the book of Isaiah. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes out of my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I propose and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led back in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall burst into song, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle. And it shall be to the Lord for a memorial, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. The word of the Lord. The second lesson comes from the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. For there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do. By sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and to deal with sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, so that the just requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. To set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For this reason, the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot, and those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, you are in the Spirit, since the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your immortal bodies also through his Spirit that dwells in you. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the reading of the gospel. Today's gospel is recorded in the 13th chapter of Matthew. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there, while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some of the seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, but since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun came out, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil, and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone who has ears listen. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. That was what was sown on the path. For what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke out the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields. In one case, 100-fold, and another 60, and another 30. This is the gospel of the Lord. Amen. Grace and peace to you from God the Father and Jesus the Christ. It's a wonderful day today. We finally have our confirmands affirm what their parents did a long time ago. You all were baptized by the water. You were washed and renewed. Then you were marked with the cross of Christ forever. And given your age, your parents were asked to speak for you and commit to raising you in a godly way. When you were born, you didn't know anyone. You had not experienced another human in order to become familiar with them. It's with wonder and awe that we parents watched our newborn babies figure out who's holding them, feeding them, talking to them. Parents are first responsible for introducing you to the world that you're now living in. You didn't know God yet. You most certainly were a child of God, saved from the death and resurrection by the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. But you didn't know God yet. It has taken time for you to realize that Jesus knows each one of you and has made you aware of the love of God for you, each one of you. Your parents pledged to introduce you to God and provide for your education in the church. And that's why you're here today. This learning will continue for each of you for the rest of your lives. You will never learn all there is to know about God. I heard the comment, "Well, I'm graduating from Jesus school." Well, you're not graduating. You're just moving on to the next grade. As an infant, you had no say in being baptized. And although some of you may have protested when this water was placed on your head, and many do, your baptism was a decision made by your parents. But now it's your turn. Your turn, based upon what you've learned in the past few years, to affirm that decision and say, "Yeah, I agree with that." Today, you're at the point in your lives when you'll be asked if you agree with that decision. Yes, you are asked if you agree with something your parents did. And I realize for many of you, that's a little tough today. You were baptized before you ever knew what was going on. And as you have grown, your parents have honored their promises to bring you to the house of God and to introduce you to God's Word. The people here at St. John's have provided the curriculum to learn even more about the Bible, the creeds, and what it means to be Lutheran. And most importantly, how to make all of this fit into your lives, your individual lives. You were asked, "What does your faith mean to you?" I believe the task of our confirmation classes are to help each one of you understand for yourself just what your faith is. And I hope we prepared you well enough to defend this faith from those who will certainly try to steal it from you. And they're out there. The world right now is as anti-God as it's been any time in history. You'll be made fun of. You'll be introduced to other beliefs. You might even be told that God is irrelevant. I hope you will reject this attack as you realize that nothing is more important in your lives than your relationship with the Trinity. I hope that you're able to share your faith with someone you meet who has no faith. They're wandering through life without God. You can be the one to give them hope for their lives and open them up to the Holy Spirit coming into their lives and changing their very being. I want each one of you to realize that no matter what your deeds are in life, God is there to forgive you. Each one of the adults sitting around you have done deeds that are not pleasing to God. But we realize that we have been forgiven. You have been granted life eternal. So after your human bodies have ceased to function, you'll be living in the presence of God. For you nine, and a reality for all here, you also inherited a responsibility. A responsibility to spread this gospel message of forgiveness to all of those that you encounter. This is not a job just for us pastors. It's for every one of us. You have the power of Jesus Christ to change the fear in people's lives into hope. You have the power to give hope to those who have none. You can change self-esteem from "I am no good" into "I am a forgiven child of God." In thanks for this gift, you should want to worship God and give thanks for what you've been given. Be grateful that you're free to ask for help from God whenever you need it. The sacrament of baptism, the one we affirm today, uses common water with the Holy Word of God to wash this young child clean. And then you're anointed with oil, making the cross of Christ forever. You nine are choosing to live in that baptism and accept a faith in Jesus Christ for yourself. Each one of us has a different faith. We have a different understanding of Jesus Christ. Jesus means different things to each one of us. Don't let that bother you. You are an individual, but you are a child of God. As the song goes, lift high the cross in all that you do. Admit your shortcomings and failures. Rejoice in your successes and live in the kingdom of God, and commit to help bringing the good shepherd to the lost. As we boldly say, yes, I will, and I ask God to help and guide me. For each one of you, the seeds have been sown in very good soil, and now we're waiting for them to grow and grow. Thank you. Amen. We come back to worship. The offering plates are by the back door and the door up here, and we do that so that we don't have a contaminated plate being passed around. Thank you all for your generous giving. It enables the ministry here at St. John's to continue on.
Unto my feet and a light unto my path. You're the light unto my path.
As you have called us into unity with one another, we now pray for our shared world. Gracious God, your word has been sown in so many ways and places. Let these confirmands bring forth a harvest of hope for those that they meet. Inspire all by their witnesses to the faith. Hear us, O God. Reigning God, we pray for our nation. We have strayed from you. Instill in our leaders a desire for justice and equality. We pray for those who appear to be our enemies. The bridge, the chasms that divide us, and guide us all to deep and lasting peace. Hear us, O God. Abiding God, we pray for all who are in need, for those who are suffering physically. We pray today for Rhonda Vance, who's confined to Wilson Hospital. We ask for healing for her during this difficult time. We pray for those who are doubting, renew their faith. For those who are worrying, provide comfort in knowing your care. Give hope to those who feel that they have none. Hear us, O God. Renewing God, revive your church in this place. Nourish and nurture the seeds that you've planted at St. John's. Give wisdom to Pastor Steve as he begins as our shepherd. Sustain our ministries that have been started. Give us wisdom for new ministries. Deepen relationship with the wider community here at Sydney. Hear us, O God. Eternal God, we give thanks for all who by their example of their lives give us hope in the resurrection. Hear us, O God. Receive these prayers we speak and those we have no words for. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It's indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places offer thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy Father, through Christ our Lord. In him you have received us as your children, made us as citizens of your kingdom, and given us your Holy Spirit to guide us in all truth. Holy God, Almighty Lord, gracious Father, endless in your mercy and eternal your reign, you filled all creation with light and life. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Through Abraham, you promised to bless all nations. You rescued Israel, your chosen people. Through the prophets, you renewed your promise. And at this end of all the ages, you sent your Son, who in words and deeds proclaimed your kingdom and was obedient to your will, even to giving his life. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup. He gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." For as often as we drink this, eat this bread and drink from this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Therefore, gracious Father, with this bread and cup, we remember the life our Lord offered for us. And believing the witness of his resurrection, we await his coming in power to share with us the great and promised feast. As we've been gathered together by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. To all those who believe in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, you are welcome at this table that he has prepared for us. Come to the feast. All is ready.
Oh God, you are my God, and I will never praise you. Seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways. And step by step you lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. And I will follow you all of my days. And I will follow you all of my days. And step you lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. Oh God, you are my God, and I will never praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will never praise you. I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways. And step by step you lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. And I will follow you all of my days. And I will follow you all of my days.
Jesus Christ, host of this meal, you've given us not only this bread and cup, but your very self, that we may feast on your great love. Filled again by these signs of your grace, may we hunger for your reign of justice. May we thirst for your way of peace, for you are Lord forevermore. Amen. And now may the seeds of faith planted in you by God the Father grow and flourish. May your faith increase each day. Bless you for being God's hands in this world. Amen. As we leave this place, take the promises of God to all you meet. Go and serve the world in God's name. Thanks be to God.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
Unspeakable, faith unsinkable, love.